Yes, it's that time of year. Can you feel it in the air? That chill? Is it the wind? Is it the weather? Or is it that tingle on your skin when you know the spirit world is that much closer? They say sometimes if you get a little chill down your spine, you shudder for no reason. It's because somebody has just walked across the plot that will one day be your own grave. Maybe it's even in the place we know as Pinhead's graveyard, because this is the big Halloween edition of Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and every year we check in with the absolute scariest, most terrifying place around, Pinhead's Graveyard, pinheadsgraveyard.com. They scare the crap out of people. They scare the pee out of people. They have people fainting. Why on earth do they want to be more extreme? Why do they want to up the ante? Do they want to kill people this year? All I know is they have actually done it. They have gotten more extreme than ever this year. And that's why we are checking in, as usual, with Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. Welcome back to the program, Otis.
Joshua, I'm trying to kill one right now. She's running away from me.
Oh, no.
Hey, get out of here. How are you doing, Joshua?
I am so happy I am safe in the studio right now. And, you guys really are trying to kill people this year. What?
We are. We have upped the ante this year.
So every year, people go there and are scared out of their minds. What are you guys doing this year to make it even more extreme?
This year, our graveyard is the largest it's ever been, Joshua. I mean, words cannot even describe. Forrest got away from us last year. I mean, words cannot even describe how big we have gotten. Looking back 16 years ago, you know, at the kills here and there, and then this year, it's just every single night. It's the longest, biggest graveyard we've ever had. So,
why go so extreme this year? What was it about this year? I know it's 2012. It's a crazy year. But at what point did you sit down and say, okay, guys, let's just take it to the max?
All the knives and blood just aligned this year. For some reason, I mean, you know, we were getting all the, Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers together and, you know, all come down to here to kill people. And we just decided that this year was going to be it. I mean, we were going all out. You know, no one was going to make it out of here alive. And it really has turned out good. We got down here one day, you know, we woke up. We had a long night of killing. We got down here one day and there was a school bus down here. And I've heard Jeepers Creepers has been terrorizing kids in and out of that school bus. So, I mean, just everyone has stepped their serial killer skills up this year. And it's amazing.
Well, you know, I'm looking right now at Pinhead's Graveyard.
We're trying to chase one down right now.
Oh, that's fine. Don't let us interrupt your work. You just continue whatever you have to do there. And, I'm looking at pinheadsgraveyard.com, and I see the lineup of monsters that you have there. I mean, it's the most terrifying spectacle that you can possibly imagine. And, of course, every year you have a leather face that's running around with a chainsaw, but this year in particular, you have taken the whole leather face thing in and of itself to a whole new level. What have you got planned regarding Leatherface?
We have a major announcement, something we've never done here at Pinheads. We are bringing in the original Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, the guy who was actually killing people in the third movie, R.A. Mihalov, and he is coming down here to make a special appearance for four nights this year, and everyone is just excited about it. We are it's the first time ever in Pinhead's Graveyard history that we've had a celebrity serial killer come down here, and so R.A. is coming down here for four nights. He's going to be down here, and everyone, all the victims that come through, if they make it out alive, you know, they're going to go walk right by R.A. and get a chance to meet him and get a picture and talk to him. So we are really excited about this, Joshua. So.
Well, you know, I was saying earlier that, honestly, I am glad that we're working it out to see if we can get him on the show tonight via telephone. And I'm glad that he's not going to be here in the studio, because there's something just scary about being next to a guy that somebody thought, ooh, this guy should be Leatherface. I mean, that's kind of spooky in and of itself.
I'm about 6'4", and I have a feeling I'm going to be looking up to R.A. R.A. is a big guy. Had the chance to meet Kane Hodder a little bit ago, and I saw R.A. and Kane standing next to each other, and R.A.'s, you know, a whole lot taller. So, I mean, he is whoever, you know, got him to play Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. It was just a perfect fit. So...
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of him here at pinheadsgraveyard.com. He looks like he's just a solid block of muscle, this guy.
Yeah, he does. He does. I'm sure he's probably all of about 6'6" or so. He is not someone that I would want to find in the middle of the woods with a chainsaw. even me being down here is Otis trying to help his cause and killing other people, I don't want to run into him because he may kill me.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, even you have to be scared this year, finally.
Yes.
So now, where is Pinhead's Graveyard this year?
Pinhead's Graveyard, we are about 10 minutes from where we used to be behind the Waffle House in Candler. We're at the same location we were last year. It is 2099 Asheville Highway. And it's in West Asheville, kind of in between Candler and Canton. We're right off the road. You can see our woods from the road and, you know, the parking lot. We've got a real big lit sign out off of Asheville Highway. If you take the directions are on the website, pinheadsgraveyard.com. But basically, it's Interstate 40 to exit 37. We're about 2.5 miles from there. We've got all of our favorite serial killers came back this year. Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Leatherface, and the real Leatherface. Of course, we always have, Pinhead here, and Jeepers Creepers is I heard he's terrorizing kids down in his school bus. But he's as black as night, so it's kind of hard to find him, you know, up flying around the trees. But it's going really good, Joshua.
I love the fact that you guys are behind the Waffle House. You know, I can just envision some, you know, tired trucker. He's been up all night. He's sitting there having his waffles, and he's hearing screams, blood-curdling, you know, screaming and roaring out back. And he says, "What is that?" I say, "Oh, that's just Pinhead's graveyard back there." Yeah.
Whenever we used to be up behind Waffle House, we would chase people all the way up to Waffle House. You know, out here there's a restaurant kind of close by, and Freddy Krueger was chasing kids up to the restaurant last night, but it really is a stretch of desolate, dark, cold, eerie road. And it's not really heavily traveled except during, you know, Pinhead's time of year. And whenever, you know, you pull up and see it, I mean, there's just, we chase people down the road. I mean, it is great. So now,
any particular stories from this year? Anybody who has just, you know, really done something that surprised you after all the years you've been doing this?
We've already had a couple people pass out this year. Funny thing happened the other night. Freddy Krueger down here has a room and a boiler where his fire is in there. And Freddy scared a girl so bad, she was found behind his boiler going to the restroom. So she barely made it over there in time. But that was definitely a lot of fun.
Now, when you go home at night after an evening of this, I mean, do you have nightmares when you lay down to sleep, or is this just, you know, another day on the job for you?
Just another day on the job, and can't wait to wake up the next morning and get down here and kill more people. It's once you get down here, it gets in your blood, and it is just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to chasing people through the woods. So
now, four nights, October 30th, of course, then Halloween night, and then November 1st and 2nd is when R.A. Mihailov, is that how you pronounce his last name, Mihailov?
It's Mihailov.
Mihailov.
R.A. Mihailov.
Okay. Is he going to just be there to meet fans, or are you going to maybe see if he'll don, you know, the outfit and get him out there in the field?
I haven't talked to him about it yet, and maybe we could ask him tonight. I would love for him to don the Leatherface mask. The mask we have down here is identical of the mask that he wore whenever he played Leatherface. So I'm trying to talk him into chasing a couple groups for me, but haven't asked him yet. I have a feeling he may do it, so we'll see.
What a legacy. You know, it's like one thing, if you're a singer, people are always asking you to sing a song, or, you know, if you're a comedian, they want you to tell a joke. If you're the guy who plays Leatherface, they want you to get a chainsaw and chase them through the woods.
I know. It is definitely a dilemma there, you know. I want to meet him, but I don't want him to kill me. Is he going to kill me? Speaking of which, real quick, I had a girl send us an email today asking us if we would really kill them because her mom would not let her come down because she thought she was going to get murdered down here. So our reputation is definitely growing for the better.
Well, it is possible. I mean, I think one of these days you're going to have a madman, you know, I say this every year, slip in there, and he's, you know, you're going to be all over the news the next day, CNN, Fox, Pinhead's Graveyard, madman slipped in, killed somebody.
Yes.
So, we're going to take a break, and during the break, we're going to try to get R.A. in on this conversation and talk to him a little bit about his upcoming trip to Western North Carolina, and also the fact that he is not just an actor, but he is a ghost hunter. He actually gets out and investigates real paranormal stuff. So, folks, right now I'm talking to Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. Go check out the website, and you'll see everything you need right there. Pinheadsgraveyard.com. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the big Halloween edition of the show that explores the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. Keeping you company this evening. Chaos is breaking out all over the world. Even though it's not the 31st, everybody is celebrating Halloween tonight. This is Speaking of Strange, and we'll be back right after this. From Asheville, North Carolina, land of the sky. What? what a creepy evening it is. People are screaming. Tears are flowing. There is horror in the mountains tonight. Are you a victim or are you one of the monsters? You're listening to Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. We're talking to Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard, pinheadsgraveyard.com, as he intermittently frightens some people to death. I think that's what's going to happen. They have upped the ante as if they were not extreme enough. Otis, are you still on the line with us?
I am, Joshua. I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Well, you know, there you are. There are victims everywhere. And
hey, turn them up, Dr. Satan!
One of the reasons it is so extreme this year is because the real Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, R.A. Mihailoff, he is coming to Asheville. And I'm looking at his picture here. This guy is just a big, intimidating block of pure muscle. And he's not just an actor. This guy actually gets out there and does real research. And he's been traveling. He has a hectic schedule, but I believe we have him with us. R.A., sir, are you on the air? Hello, R.A.? Uh-oh, Forrest, where's our guest? We're trying to connect. We're trying to patch him in. Do I need to hit this button right here? Hello, can you hear me now, R.A.? Okay. Hey, R.A., you there?
Hello, is this Joshua?
Yeah, okay, we got you. Great, all right. Yes, thank you so much for taking some time to be on the program tonight, R.A.
Well, Joshua, let me thank you for inviting me to be on the show.
Well, you know, it's a huge honor, and yet I must confess, I think for the first time I'd rather talk to you on the telephone, because if you came walking into the studio right now, I believe we would all flee, okay? You are a big, intimidating, powerful, scary-looking man. How does it feel to tell people I am Leatherface?
Well, you know, it feels pretty cool. You know, I don't go around telling people who I am. You know, I operate under the theory that if you have to tell who you are, then you're nobody. But you know, my friends seem to get a big kick out of it. So when the truth is revealed, it's pretty cool.
Well, I am so excited that you are coming to Asheville to participate with the fun at Pinhead's Graveyard. So tell me, I know that you have a very long resume. You've worked in a lot of movies. You've done a lot of stuff in your life. But since we're talking specifically about Leatherface, how does one become Leatherface? How did this happen for you?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I went to a prestigious acting school, and that I applied myself diligently and worked my way up through the ranks, in theater and things like that. But the truth is, I knew the director since he was a student at USC Film School.
And immediately when he got the job, he was like, I know who Leatherface is, and called you up.
Actually, Joshua, and this is the unvarnished truth, Jeff Burrow, the director, has such reverence for movies in general and horror in particular that he felt that he should offer the role to Gunnar Hansen, mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Gunnar wasn't able to make a deal with New Line, which left the role vacant, and then I came in. I was brought in.
And so now, when you step into an iconic role like that, I mean, how did they prepare you for this? I mean, how do you even deal with the director in terms of, you know, taking direction? Does he just give you physical cues, or does he tell you things that are supposed to develop what you're thinking about when you are in these horrible scenes? I mean, what is it like to act in that role?
Well, Jeff Burr and I had a long-standing working relationship from his days as a student at USC. So, we were kind of like a well-oiled machine. And the character itself, I'd been a fan of the previous installments, so I was very familiar with the character. And You know, quite frankly, when you put on a leather face and grab a chainsaw, there's just certain things that have to be done a certain way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's right. So now, when you are on the set and you're running around with a chainsaw, how dangerous is it to shoot scenes like that?
Not too dangerous, because if you've ever operated a chainsaw, you know, as soon as you let go of the trigger, the chain disengages. So I never had a live working chainsaw near anyone, and the only thing that could have happened was if somehow, you know, I would have dropped the saw and still had my finger on the trigger. I could have probably cut myself or anybody, you know, in the area, in my vicinity. But really, it's not that dangerous as you would expect.
So now, as a guy who has been in so many horror movies, I mean, Pumpkinhead 2, you know, Hatchet 2, I mean, you are very familiar with this genre. Everybody knows who you are. Do you attract a lot of truly scary people, you know, the horror fans that kind of like stalk you? Any of that stuff happen?
I've encountered some very strange characters. That's true. But I'll tell you, one of the funniest things that ever happened to me was I did an appearance at a haunt that's at the Shawshank Redemption Prison.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the night, I was waiting, you know, for them to come in and give me a ride back to the hotel. And a guy came in, and he started looking around and talking to me. He goes, "Yeah, I'm here to pick up my niece." And, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. And he goes, "Yeah, I was up in cell block B for 8 years.
Wow. So he had done something truly horrific at some point, perhaps.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it was pretty weird.
Now, you are a part of this group called Hollywood Ghost Hunters. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, sir. That is a group started by Kane Hodder and his very good friend and working partner, Rick McCollum. And we were all, strangely enough, in the aforementioned Shawshank Redemption prison making a movie. And I had already been released from the movie. And Rick McCollum wanted to go ghost hunting, and he's always complained that he never found anybody that was brave enough to go shoulder to shoulder with him and really get down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Kane to go with him, and I guess there was a point where they saw something, and Kane disappeared, and Rick thought he lost, you know, he lost another guy. But when he looked up, Kane was actually running toward the phenomenon, and that's the moment that Hollywood Ghost Hunters was born.
So,
and I think the reason I was invited to join is because, well, let's face it was started by two stuntmen, and they must have been sitting around one day and looked in the mirror and decided they needed a pretty face.
Right, right. So now, have you ever seen anything paranormal that just blew your mind?
Well, nothing that's blown my mind, but one of my favorite places to investigate is the Omen House. Do you know that place?
What's it called?
The Omen House.
The Omen House. I'm not sure I do. Huh? What is that?
It's up Cielo Drive. Is that ring a bell?
Let me just jump into it.
Okay. I call it the Sharon Tate House.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that the actual house where Sharon Tate was murdered?
No. The house that Sharon Tate was murdered in has been razed over and rebuilt.
Okay.
But 100 yards down the lane is another house that was in existence at the time. And Dave Omen, the guy that owns the house, believes that the disembodied spirits of, you know, Sharon Tate, Boytek, and Abigail, and all those people, that they all took up residence at his place. And the first time we went up there, I was in the master bedroom, in the bathroom of the master bedroom, and I started asking questions, and got some really, really, really strong K2 response.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Can you hold to do another little segment with this RA?
You bet, Joshua.
Okay, great. Excellent. And we got Otis on here. You're still there, right, Otis?
I am, Joshua.
Okay, excellent. We're going to take a break and come back. Fascinating. How cool is this, folks? We got Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. We have R.A. Mihailov, Leatherface, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. And when we come back, we'll talk to them a little bit more about what's happening here in the mountains of Western North Carolina, the four-day period surrounding Halloween of 2012. Again, visit pinheadsgraveyard.com. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Speaking of strange, we'll be back right after this. See for yourself, pinheadsgraveyard.com. As if it's not scary enough there, people are fainting, crying, soiling themselves. And now we add Leatherface, the real Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, R.A. Mihailov to the mix. How's that for extreme? That's what we're talking about this hour. We've got Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. We have R.A. Mihailov. He's going to be there at Pinhead's Graveyard October 30th. And then October 31st, Halloween night. And also November 1st and 2nd. This is your chance to go and meet a legend from a classic horror film. And so now, Otis, you're still there?
Yeah, I am, Joshua. I got some victims coming up on me real quick, but I am here.
Okay, and R.A., we still have you with us, sir?
I am here.
Okay, so now, Otis, I know you're busy, but you want to take an opportunity to ask R.A. If he might be willing to do a little something extra for you?
I haven't. Joshua asked me this, R.A., and I haven't proposed it to you yet, but we're trying to get you down here one night to don the Leatherface mask and run a group or two. And we're wondering what you think about it.
You mean get in costume and go through the haunt?
No, get in the costume and scare a group.
What do you think?
You know, I'll take it under consideration. I don't know what to say about that. I don't have a mask or anything like that.
Well, no, I got you a mask and the outfit.
I'll tell you what, we'll have a few days to talk about it.
How are you doing tonight? Get him out of here, Myers. All right, Josh, I'm back.
All right. Well, you know, R.A., I was saying it's funny because I imagine you probably get asked to do that a lot, right? To put on a mask and scare people, right?
Well, you'd be surprised, not a lot, you know, because people realize that the value of having me at their attraction is the meet and greet, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
And, let me be your ambassador of good chills. If you put me in the mask and have me run around with a chainsaw, that... cuts down on my ability to interact with the patrons.
Absolutely, yeah. Everybody wants to talk to you and get stories.
And I apologize. We had some couple victims coming up. If RA, if you want to run the chainsaw one group one night, I've got the mask and the whole costume. If you want to do it, one group one night, I just want you to know that would be our honor, and you are more than welcome to do that. So, I mean, we definitely...
Well, honestly, I'll tell you what, let me let that sift through my brain pan, okay?
That's right. We need to fork out an extra million for that, right, R.A.?
I know. you better get out the National Cash Register and put a couple more zeros on it.
So, R.A., do you have anything in the works right now that you can tell us about?
I've got a movie that just came out. I did it early this year. It's a low budget movie, and Kane Hodder and I are both in it, and I'm not sure exactly what the status is. Somebody told me it just came out.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how it always is with these movies. As a matter of fact, I was hired last year to be a technical consultant on a Warner Brothers movie. Actually, it's been like 2 years ago, I guess, when they first hired me. That came out this year called The Apparition. And it was funny because I was in Los Angeles and I was giving advice to some of the people who were doing special effects. And I ended up getting in a shuttle at the end of the night to go to the parking lot. And I struck up a conversation with the guy sitting next to me in the van. Turns out this guy was Daniel Pearl, the director of photography on the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he told me, like, the whole story of, you know, how they shot the thing and how what a tiny operation it was and how that, you know, nobody had any clue it was going to be that big. So, but to me, you know, that was a really a special experience, and so now to get to talk to you, I mean, it's even cooler. So, you have a lot of fans out there, and are there any places in our area that you think we need to talk to the Hollywood Ghost Hunters about coming to check out? Have you been to Asheville before, R.A.?
I never have been to Asheville.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, when you come in town, if you got some free time, you let me know, and I'd like to take you and Otis to my mystery museum here, and maybe we can present some interesting subjects for the Hollywood Ghost Hunters to tackle.
Hey, now, that sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, well, you know, what a treat. You guys are just going to have a ball. I know you're going to have a huge crowd there. Pinhead's Graveyard is packed out anyway, so this is the icing on the cake. So, R.A., I know you're a busy man, and Otis, I know you have a lot of people to scare the crap out of. So, first off, let me thank you, R.A., for taking some time to be on the program. And is there a website or anything you'd like to give people who want to learn more about you?
Well, actually, you know, I do have a website, but it's perennially under construction, so that's a dead end. But I just want to tell everybody out there listening that I'm very excited to come to Asheville. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody that comes to the park, and I hope, a lot of people come out, and I'm just really looking forward to this whole event. Never been to Asheville. Looking forward to coming. Pinhead's Graveyard has been a really good operation. They've dealt with me really well, and I'm looking forward to being there.
Well, you're going to have a blast here. You will receive a warm welcome, that's for sure. So thanks for being on the program. Happy Halloween to you, R.A. And Otis, what can I tell you, buddy? Good job, man. You guys, yeah, you really do have a bang-up operation there, and it's just going to really be on a whole new level over the next few days. So keep kicking ass, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Joshua. We really appreciate it. I mean, just the response that we've had of RA being here has been overwhelming. So we are really looking forward to him coming out, you know, and then people meeting him. We've had people that came up from Tampa this year, scheduled their vacation on around Pennant's Graveyard, and they've been doing it every year. So I mean, people coming from all over, and it's only going to get bigger, you know, come the 30th Halloween, the first and second, when RA's here. So.
All right, fantastic. Well, yeah, you guys are going to have a lot of fun. Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard, everybody. Again, that website is pinheadsgraveyard.com. And they have a Facebook page, of course, facebook.com/pinheadsgraveyard. I must say, I still have never been to Pinhead's Graveyard. And personally, I don't think I want to go. I don't think my heart can handle it.
Well, I barely escaped last year.
And, well, did you, Forrest?
I did.
I had a very scary experience at a haunted house earlier this year. And I thought to myself, maybe I'm getting too old for this stuff. You know? So, I mean, how about you, Shelley? Do you have what it takes to go to Pinhead's Graveyard? I know we have an open standing invitation anytime, but have you been there yet?
No, I haven't been there yet.
See, they should hire you just to scream. It would be give us a good high-pitched horror movie scream, Shelley. But please back far away from the microphone. We don't want to destroy the system.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Ah!
Oh, yeah, see? We got to record that and send that to Otis. what a time of year. Halloween. It just, does it get more fun and crazy than this? And, you know, I have seen quite a few haunted house type operations opening up. And I imagine you really do have to be kind of careful. We know Pinhead's Graveyard is a top-notch operation. But what's to stop just some mom and pop, you know, let's say that some rednecks or whatever, you know, they have some house out in the sticks and they're low on cash. So they decide, hey, this is an easy way to make some money. We'll say we have a haunted house going on. We'll put on some masks and we'll just jump out and go, "Rawr!" people. And you walk into their house. You don't know how far they might take this, right? I mean, I think we've gotten really lucky in this culture, in this country, that we haven't had, like, somebody, like, horribly murdered at a haunted house. Well, that you just, like, cringed when I said that, Shelley.
I just never thought about that.
Really?
Yeah. I worked on a haunted attraction for maybe 4 or 5 years, and here in Asheville, it's no longer in operation, and it hasn't been for years. But we went through all kinds of things, and the fire marshal.
Yeah. So what's really to stop out in the country, you know?
I don't know.
Somebody opens some haunted house, and suddenly you've just got a line of victims that are coming. They're paying to go in. And how long is it going to take before we realize, I mean, you could at least get away with one good solid night of horrific murders before anybody catches on to the fact that something has gone terribly awry here. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. We'll be back right after this.
Humble abode to get a jolt from my electric. the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Baker's a mash.
It caught on in a flash.
Baker's a mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sound. Igor unchained, back by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. Jack's a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard
sing. Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Yeah, what would the Halloween season be without the Monster Mash? One of my favorites. Should be everybody's favorite. I am Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to the Halloween edition of Speaking of Strange. We are in the final minutes of hour number two already. Can you believe that? Coming up next hour, well, we have more of our traditional stuff, some poems, some stories, sprinkled in with some Dark 30 material. So, I'm not sure how that's going to work out. It'll probably seem very awkward and uncomfortable, but we will do our best to combine it all for you. Dark 30, of course, when we discuss some material that is often outrageous, controversial, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Let me remind you again, since this is the Halloween edition, this Monday, October 29th, 7 p.m., we have one more ghost hunt at Asheville's Haunted Grove House. I'll be personally leading it. And, of course, we have vampire and occult tours. We have all kinds of good stuff going on. Go to hauntedasheville.com for details, hauntedasheville.com. And then next weekend, maybe there will be a ball game. If not, then we'll have a best of for you because I'm going to be speaking at the Big Brown Mountain Lights Symposium in Morganton, North Carolina, and you can find more information on that at brownmountainlights.com. Look at this, Shelley. This is my very first book that I wrote back when I was like 14 or 15. See that picture of me on the back?
Yes.
See there? That look how what a young
like a little punk is what you look like in there.
A little punk. This is before the weight of life truly fell on my shoulders, and now look at me. I'm a worn old ragged man. This is the curse that we live with. Yeah, I've got a copy of my very first book. It was called, it is called Joshua Warren's Gallery of Mystery and Suspense. Here's a poem from the book called The Halloween. When wind is crisp and air is cold, the time has come of tales I've told. Of warlocks' spells and women's screams, the night I speak is Halloween. 'Tis on this night God set aside for Satan to redeem his pride, to use the spell the witches hold, to free all of the condemned souls. This witch's Sabbath, it may seem, would only come upon one's dream, but on one night of every year, the demon's horror shall appear, and spirits will fill all the sky to roam the place that they have died. The cemetery is a place that wise men leave with quickened pace, for once the spirits have appeared, the fate of man you will not hear. So raise your crosses if through rain, and garlic every window pane, for when the witching hour is here, the fool is all who does not fear. From Joshua Warren's Gallery of Mystery and Suspense. Okay, take that copy of that book, Shelley, and look at the very last page. Very last page. There are some blank pages in the back, but the last page that has printing on it.
Okay.
And read aloud what it says to all the listeners.
Joshua Warren will return.
And boy, did I keep that promise. For better... It should say, we'll return and return and return and return until you are so sick of this little...
punk kid.
Exactly. And there you have it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be the final hour of tonight's big Halloween edition of the show. Again, it's going to be kind of like a dark 30 slash traditional Halloween combo. Maybe this will work, maybe this will fall very flat, but let me tell you one thing. At the end of it is when we're going to play some audio that I've been asked not to play. I'm still, you know, I'm a reasonable guy. I'm still taking in some suggestions, some feedback. But it's the kind of thing that might prevent you from sleeping tonight. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange.